Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to English Harmony video blog. And those of you who are listening to the audio file or the so-called podcast, welcome to my podcast. This is, if I'm not mistaken, the 10th podcast episode. And the reason why there are so few podcasts is quite simple. I just started converting the video files into podcasts very recently, because up until a couple of months ago, I just didn't care too much about it, to be honest with you. And then certain people started contacting me, telling me that they can't watch my videos in countries like China and similar. And so I thought, why not just convert video files into audios and publish them on iTunes and just make them available on my blog along with the video. In case that person can't access the video, they can just listen to the audio and they're not going to miss out on anything I'm talking about in my videos. But anyway, let's stop beating around the bush, which is an English idiomatic expression, and that's what the whole English Harmony philosophy is really based upon. English phrases, sentences, idiomatic expressions, collocations, whatever you want to call them. You just learn them and stick together in a fluent speech. But anyway, even that's not the subject for tonight's video. In this video, let's touch upon the subject of lowering your standards. If you want to become really fluent English speaker. And here's what the whole thing is about. I've been contacted by quite a few customers of mine and also just my blog subscribers who are constantly striving for perfection. They have this vision in their mind of English that they have to be able to speak vocabulary wise and in terms of pronunciation and eloquency, you know, and so on and so forth. So basically, those people will never settle for anything lesser than that. They have this high, super high standard as their ultimate goal in terms of their fluency improvement, and they are constantly unhappy about their current level of English. And you see, there's a big difference between not just being okay with the way you are and trying and improve yourself, and being really, really unhappy with a certain aspect of your life to a level where it starts actually creating anxiety and starts preventing you from enjoying life fully. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. If you just realize that your English is not up to scratch and you just want to improve it, it's fine. That little dissatisfaction with your English is going to ensure that you have the necessary motivation and drive to constantly keep and improve your language, right? But if you are really, really unhappy about your language, about your English, and you think that you are totally useless unless you speak like a native speaker, unless you speak using superb vocabulary, the most sophisticated means of expression, and so on and so forth, and you constantly think about it and you constantly compare your English to that super high standard, and you constantly become aware of your shortcomings in that aspect of your life, then you just can't function normally. You can't enjoy your life normally. And it causes an awful lot of strain, stress, anxiety. It actually prevents you from improving your English. Just because you're striving for some super high standard means that you're constantly aware of how much you struggle and how bad your language is. So basically, you are constantly knocking yourself, and you are constantly just seeing the negative aspects of your language. And actually, that's the perfect formula for failure. right? The person who simply enjoys his or her life through English is going to reap bigger benefits in long term than the one who probably does as much hard work in terms of English improvement, but at the same time being constantly unhappy about their English and being constantly anxious and worried and constantly dreaming about, wow, this standard is unattainable. I'm never going to be speaking like native speakers or these people in that film I'm watching now. And wow, I wish one day I would be able to speak like that, but obviously it will never happen, right? If you constantly inject yourself with such thoughts, quite literally, you know, you inject all those bad emotions into your whole being as a person, right? It's not good for your English improvement. What I suggest you do is just lower those standards, whether they come from your academic background, whether it's been imposed onto you in school and it's carried on in your adult life. No matter why those high standards are there, you should get rid of them. You should lower your standards. You should tell yourself, I'm happy. I'm happy about my English the way it is now. I can speak at a certain level. I can maintain normal conversations, and that's all. That's quite sufficient for my life at the moment. I'm going to be working on my English, obviously, and it's going to improve over time, quite naturally. But I don't have to try and attain some unattainable standard. Obviously, I'm not going to speak like a native English speaker ever. It's just not naturally possible, right? But the funny thing is that even though you kind of reconcile yourself with the fact that you might never be able to speak like a native speaker, that fact will probably come to fruition 10 or 20 years down the line if you just don't think about it, you know. But if you constantly knock yourself and look at the bad aspects of your English and tell yourself, surely I'm never going to speak like a native English speaker, then it's more likely going to happen, you know. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the funny thing is, although there's nothing that funny about it, you know, it's quite sad, is that people having that mindset are so focused on it that it's almost impossible to convince those people for the opposite. I've lost the count of times I've been emailing my fellow foreigners and telling them, listen, you don't have to strive for perfection. You just have to be happy with your English the way it is now and keep working on it. But don't constantly compare yourself with some unattainable standards. On 9 occasions out of 10, those people will just stick to their opinion. They will just say, no, that's not what I want. I want to achieve a certain level of English, and I'm not going to give up unless I do. But by doing so, they actually sow the seeds of their own destruction, so to speak. You know, they actually make it so difficult for themselves to improve, because there's the constant anxiety and stress and everything related to that. You know, so that's my advice. You have to lower your standards, especially those of you with academic background, especially those of you who've gotten so used to the school English in terms of grammar and analysis and trying and figure out why certain things are said a certain way. And those of you who are constantly translating from your native language to English and vice versa, you have to get rid of all that. You have to just embrace the English language for what it is. It's a means of communication, means of expression. It's not, it is for certain people, for certain categories of people. It is a field of science, but it doesn't have to be like that for you. And even recently, I had a chat with some foreign girl, and she asked me how mother-in-law translates into her language and what it actually means and what does the law part of it mean? And I told her, just don't think about the law thing. Just accept the fact that mother-in-law is your partner's, or your husband's to be more precise, mother. That's all. That's all you need to know. Just perceive that word combination, mother-in-law, as one entity, one word. It's just term. It's just how English-speaking people refer to husband's or wife's mother, right? Mother-in-law. You don't have to start analyzing. But then I heard her having a discussion with one of her friends, and they spoke the same language, which wasn't my native language. It was Polish, to be more specific, but it happened so that I understand a little bit of Polish because it's remotely similar to Russian, which I speak. And I could hear that they're concluding that mother-in-law just doesn't make any sense. It's a long word. Why there's like three words, mother-in-law, if in Polish there's only one word for it. And it kind of doesn't make sense, you know. But this whole analysis thing is actually, it's a standard that's imposed upon us in school, where we are actually required to put everything in a structured way, try and grasp the structure of sentences, how words are built, and so on and so forth. And the biggest focus is put on translation. You have to translate from your language into English and write words down and learn the translation so that you can build your vocabulary. But it's all wrong. The more you analyze language this way, the higher your standard is raised and the dumber you feel. You kind of tell yourself, I'm never going to be able to achieve those standards. This is all lost on me, and I'm never going to be able to be a good English speaker. In reality, speaking good English has nothing to do with all these academic standards, grammar structures, grammar constructs, all that. Forget about it. Lower your standards. It's a simple message, but it's very, very difficult to communicate simply because people, on most occasions, they just keep believing in what they think is right. Right? They just see the whole world in a tunnel vision. In certain situations, it's a good thing. If you are a stubborn person, it means you will persevere with things, you will be persistent, you will achieve a lot in life. But in this case, it's actually a negative thing. If you want to be a good English speaker, you have to get rid of that tunnel vision. Don't see your English as something that has to comply with certain structures, standards, academic requirements, and so on and so forth. Just forget about it. And yeah, that's about it, my friends. It's easier said than done. I know that. I was struggling with this years ago myself, but now I'm free of that. I have no standards. I don't compare myself to some academics, and I don't allow myself be brought down by someone who speaks more fluently, more eloquently. I just know for a fact that my English is what it is. I can speak quite successfully, quite fluently. That's fine by me. And there's nobody else who can judge my language but me. And if I'm happy with my English, then everything is fine. And you probably think, well, it's easy for you to talk like that because you've achieved some fluency and so on and so forth. But you see, the thing is, my friends, I lowered those standards way back when I didn't actually speak as fluently as now yet. But that enabled me to achieve the fluency down the line. And it'll happen for you too if you lower your standards and just perceive your English for what it is. Means of communication, most and foremost. And yep, that's about it. Let's cut the rant. It's about time I finished this video. And thanks for watching. If you have any questions, post them in the comment section below. And talk to you soon again, my friends. Bye-bye.